Hi there. This 2-minute message is on the topic of what's happening behind the scenes here, how I am supporting yoga teachers. I know that when we're online, it can seem so anonymous at times and we don't know who's behind what. So I'm Shelley and I'm behind Yoga Teacher Central. And I don't think I would know how to tell you in 2 minutes what I do, but I was working on a project this week that I thought, oh, it would be so satisfying to share how this went down. In some ways, it was typical, although each project is a little bit unique, and it was frustrating. I was working on music playlists, so that's one of hundreds of topics on the site. For 7 or 8 years, most of the site topics have been growing and developing. And back when I first started, the purpose was because there was actually very little online. I'm sure that's hard to believe. But online, the information was about yoga in general. It really wasn't targeted to yoga teachers. So at that time, it was to get stuff online. Now, of course, there's an explosion of information. So now it's more about what you need, when you need it, and you know, are you looking at something from a bigger perspective? Do you need a very particular detail? And how to get what you need when you need it. So on this playlist project, I was on a very popular yoga website when I saw that they had more playlists than they used to. And I thought, oh, yay, great. I want to make sure that yoga teachers know that these are here. And if they're looking for playlists, this is one of the sources. But it's this huge mishmash where there's just titles and pictures, and it's completely unclear what the length is of the playlists, who has created them, and the purpose of each one, the intended use. So it's actually so messy that I can't quite get a handle on where to start. So I send it to my admin, Jane, who I am so lucky to have, and you are so lucky that she works with me. She is super organized and responsive. And so she figures out which of the playlists would be new for us. She creates this spreadsheet so that I can organize myself, and I begin to go through the playlists that need to be categorized, and I think, okay, I'm going to do this task and then I'm going to go work out. But I never get to my workout because the task ends up taking forever. The playlists, when you click on them, had the information that you need, but then when you backtrack to go to the overall compilation of playlists, I don't know if they're just trying to get you to look at more advertising. I really don't understand what is going on there, but you have to click and scroll dozens of times eventually to get through what you've already seen. And again, then just to see more in no sensible order whatsoever. But anyway, it took me forever, but I got done. I sent it to Jane, and then she does all of this work to get it online, to make sure that the Spotify lists are there for you. And we always go back to that original source. So you can go there. And if that source, that mishmash works for you, it's awesome. I mean, it's there. That is a good thing. But if you need a different, more organized way to say, oh, I'm teaching a flow class and I would like a 60-minute or a 75-minute list, you can go to our library and see it that way. You can see by theme. I'd like a class that was targeted for summertime yoga or for a theme of gratitude. So our lists are always growing. There's not like it's an unlimited library at this point, but it really is organized and clear, and you should be able to just click, click, click. And that was my playlist project.